Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 93, Patrick here, CJ Evolution. That is Criminal Justice Evolution. Thank you for tuning in and sharing it with your family and friends. And we're getting downloads from people that have nothing to do with criminal justice, but it's great because we're educating people. And we have guests on that talk about the various issues in criminal justice. A lot of them don't have anything to do with criminal justice. They're leadership experts, they're financial experts, but it all ties in to the field of criminal justice. And so I'm glad you're tuning in. I'm glad you're listening. We have great guests coming up in the future. We have an amazing guest that's coming on. Her name is Heather McDonald. She's going to be on pretty soon, and she's going to talk about her book, The War on Cops. And it's going to be a fantastic interview. So I hope you stay tuned for that. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about use of force again. I know I talked about this in an episode in the past, but if you haven't seen it, folks, Fort Collins, Colorado, it's about 2 hours north of Denver. Fort Collins police, this video went viral a couple days ago. The video shows a Fort Collins police officer throwing a woman, a 22-year-old, her name is Michaela Surratt, to the ground after the police were called to investigate what is described as a incident or disturbance between Michaela's boyfriend and another male. So the police get there, they start investigating, they determine that her boyfriend's going to go to jail, and in an act of defiance, you know, Michaela didn't like that, so their officers were talking to employees about the incident. Michaela goes up, shoulder checks one of the bouncers, and an officer trying to pull her away, her boyfriend, who's going to get arrested by the police. One of the officers said, "You can leave," talking about her. She was free to leave, but not her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was going to get arrested. Apparently, she didn't like that, and she obstructed and struck the officer. The body camera video recorded it. It wasn't released until later. The only thing that was initially released was the officer throwing Michaela to the ground. She was arrested on charges of third-degree assault and obstructing a police officer. So, and what's really amazing to me about this case is she hightailed it to the networks pretty soon after this and talked about how she was a victim now. And she was victimized by the Fort Collins Police Department, and she felt unsafe at Colorado State University. I should have said that earlier, but that's where CSU is. My daughter goes to CSU, but now she feels unsafe. Mainly, she feels unsafe because she's afraid of the Fort Collins Police Department, and she's afraid for her safety on campus. Really? You're afraid because you assaulted a police officer. I'm sure at some point the officer said, "Leave, get out of here." She proceeded to assault the officer. The officer, now we can debate or we can talk about the use of force, the actual slamming of her to the ground, because I think it was a hard slam. That might be another issue for a use of force review. But the point is that she was defying the police. Why are we in this state? Maybe we've always been here. But it seems we're reading about these cases more and more, where people are just saying, "No, I'm not going to do it." And then when the police take action, all of a sudden they're the victims and the police officers are the bad guys and girls. How did we get to this point? Michaela, if you're listening, maybe I pronounced your name right or wrong, I don't care. If you're listening to this, why didn't you just do what you were told to do? Plain and simple, the police, young lady, did not cause this incident. You did. Take ownership. And I really feel bad for people like this who are constantly being victimized. If you can't hear the sarcasm in my voice, that's sarcasm. This young lady, along with many, many other people like her, are never going to get very far in this world because they are constantly victims. The system is just keeping them down. Why can't she go out and get drunk? Well, she can. She's of legal age. But why can't she hit a police officer without any repercussions? Why can't she just do what she's, wants to do without any repercussions? We are a society and a nation of laws. When a police officer tells you to do something, do it. You might not agree with it, but that is not the time and the place to fight the battle, because you will lose. I'm not saying to be that, to be cocky and arrogant, but you're going to lose that battle on the street. That's not the time and the place to fight that battle. Michaela, grow up. The police department are not victimizing you. All right? You victimized yourself. So with that, folks, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Again, I will have that video linked up. Many of you have probably seen it. But if you haven't, check it out. The video is, you know, pretty harsh. I mean, it shows the officer slamming her to the ground. But why have we become this defiant society? Maybe we've always been that way, but it is very difficult now for police officers to work in this type of environment. Thankfully, as we record this podcast, the majority of people out there are doing and they're compliant. And if a police officer tells them to do something, right or wrong, they're doing it. All right? They might not agree with it, but they're doing it. But I think the more and more these incidents, you know, happen, and she takes to the, you know, media right away, there's a lot of people out there that are going to take her side. And, well, the police had no right, you know, to take any kind of enforcement action, even though, you know, she assaulted them. And that is just wrong, folks. That is just wrong. So with that, I hope this has been valuable to you. Check out the video out there. I'll go ahead and link it up in the show notes. And again, a lot of great guests coming on in the future. And again, it's going to be just an amazing next couple of weeks of guests. So stay tuned, and we will have those episodes out as they are recorded. So take care, everybody. Be safe. Thank you for all the brave men and women out there who are protecting us every day and night. We wouldn't have this great country if it wasn't for you. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.